From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Since President Donald Trump took office again last year, California has been a focal point in his administration's efforts to restrict immigration and crack down on border crossings, with scenes of sweeps and responding protests in Los Angeles and even here in Sacramento. Last week, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem visited San Diego to tout the administration's record, a visit that was met with protesters trying to drown her out.
They removed criminal, illegal aliens from our communities. They've stopped the cartels, and they've stopped the flow of these dangerous drugs. And what the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security have done is a testimony to President Trump's leadership and to these law enforcement officers' dedication.
But Secretary Noem's visit comes as support for the Trump administration's border and immigration policies continues to decline, particularly after two deadly shootings by federal agents in Minneapolis last month. And Noem herself, as well as her department, have come under increasing criticism from Democrats in Congress, demanding for changes to immigration operations, which resulted in a partial government shutdown over the weekend as funding for Homeland Security lapsed. Wendy Fry is an investigative reporter for the nonprofit newsroom CalMatters, which partners with public media stations across the state, and was at Noem's presser last week. She joins us now. Welcome back.
Hi, good afternoon, Vicki.
Okay, so Secretary Noem was in San Diego last week to pump up the Trump administration's policies on the border. What was she touting?
Right. She was focused on two key issues. One is the amount of drugs that come across the border and the amount of drugs that are seized at the Otay port of entry. And the other key issue that she was focused on are the number of encounters that Border Patrol has made in the area in recent years compared to now how many people Border Patrol is currently encountering trying to cross the border without authorization. So during the Biden years, a lot of Border Patrol agents had to move to the very, very far eastern edge of San Diego County in Hacumba, where there was a large groups of people crossing pretty regularly. And she was saying that now these agents are able to move back to the ports and focus more on drug seizures and combating human smuggling and higher level investigations.
When it comes to those encounters, is there a sizable difference in the past year compared to the Biden administration?
Yes, definitely. So according to what the government's numbers that they're putting out, there has been a huge drop. I think it's about 93%. It's a very large drop in the number of people that Border Patrol agents are encountering crossing the border. Now, that just is the amount of people that they catch, right? That's all they can count or document and provide data for. There's no way to really to get numbers on how many people are crossing undetected. I was out in the far eastern San Diego County last weekend, where volunteers go out and drop water, drop supplies for people to make sure people aren't dying out there in the remote areas. And at least one of the sites had all the supplies used. So that would indicate that some people are still getting through the border.
Why did Secretary Noem choose the border in California for this press conference?
I think they get a big political kind of bang for your buck, right? For coming to California, there are a lot of incentives as far as appealing to their base, to the Republicans, as using California as either sort of a testing ground for policies that they then roll out across the nation. Like we saw in Kern County was the first place that Border Patrol Chief Bovino went out and did the roving patrols, right? Very before Trump even actually officially took office. And then we saw that rolled out to the rest of the nation. And then also it's a good punching bag for them because of the policies here supporting immigrants and the way the majority of people believe that immigrants are a very, you know, benefit to the community. They get a lot of political capital, I think, for highlighting California's policies and things that they think are wrong with California's policies.
Yeah, you mentioned Kern County. And as you said, this was before President Trump was inaugurated. But in the months that followed his inauguration, there were a lot of immigration crackdowns, as well as protests in Los Angeles and other parts of the state as well. But what does the situation look like further south than places like San Diego?
Right. In San Diego, we're seeing a little bit of a different strategy. So immigration arrests are way up, huge increases in arrests. We haven't seen quite the same high profile sort of in your face strategy that of immigration agents going out and confronting the public as much. So what we'll see here when we have the same community patrols and same people that are in Los Angeles that go out and look to warn the community and warn neighbors about ICE activity. But when they are spotted in the community, they peel off right away, very quickly. They're getting out of there. They're not engaging in sort of the activities that draw large crowds to them, but their arrests have really skyrocketed. So, you know, it's sort of a different way of getting to the same place. Hmm.
Is it more than the Los Angeles area, the number of arrests?
I believe in September, the numbers of arrests surpassed the ones in Los Angeles. So, yes, right now we are currently seeing, well, according to the latest data that we have, we are seeing more arrests in the San Diego area.
And you mentioned that there's a different tactic or different strategy in San Diego along the border. So where are most of these arrests happening?
So San Diego is different because we are already saturated with federal agencies, right? So we have all already been, you know, our whole lives or the amount of time people have lived here. We have Border Patrol here. They're in our community. They're our neighbors. We have the Navy, a large Navy presence. We have the Coast Guard. So we have all these federal agencies that people are already used to seeing in the community. And we're seeing different neighborhoods that have heavily high populations of immigrant communities, but also very, very long, well-established communities that are, you know, entrenched in every, you know, intertwined together very beautifully. And so those are the places where agents are targeting to go and look for people. But it does seem, and Kristi Noem, the Secretary Noem, highlighted this in her press conference, it does seem to be more of a targeted effort where they're out looking specifically for one person or a couple people. And if they do encounter other people, maybe they do talk to them or detain them and talk to them. But it isn't the type that we saw in LA where they're just driving around the streets looking at bus stops and stuff. We haven't seen that as much quite yet.
Are you able to get an idea of the majority or what number of these arrests and detentions in the San Diego area are people with criminal records?
Yes, we did get the data, and we our data colleagues to our data team at CalMatters looked at that too. And so I believe it was, let me see, it went from 60% to 25%, I believe. So we're seeing a much lower number of people who have criminal records in the civil immigration enforcement. That data set doesn't include things that aren't civil immigration enforcement. So it doesn't include any other investigations that might happen to also result in the arrest of non-citizens. But for the civil immigration enforcement, the numbers, I think, is about a quarter of people or less have criminal records.
Okay, that's a sizable difference. When compared
it is
to that,
a big drop.
Yeah, compared to that previous percentage. You mentioned that California is a punching bag. And so when Secretary Noem was at the border, the California-Mexico border last week, did she take some jabs at California and how the state is affecting affecting their immigration enforcement?
Right, she did. And one of the big points, I think, and this is something that they clash on, there's been clashes, like different memos going back and forth between Newsom's office and DHS and the Attorney General, but they clash on this issue of detainers, of ICE detainers, right? And so often we'll see the federal officials sort of misquote or misunderstand what SB 54 says and does. There was a carve out in SB 54, the state's so-called sanctuary law. They excluded people who have been convicted of violent or serious felonies, which is a long list of different felonies that if someone's convicted of one of those crimes, they are eligible to be detained and held over for ICE to come pick them up. And ICE does pick them up. So she cited this number. I think there was like 33,000 criminal, and she used her term of illegal aliens that she says that California is not cooperating with ICE on. But those numbers are not actually, that's not the number. So in 2025, I think ICE put about 1,600 detainers on the California Department of Corrections, on inmates within the California Department of Corrections, and they came and picked up 1,400 of them. And I think, as we've talked about before, you know, I go through all the emails between the California Department of Corrections and ICE for a long time. I've done that, like 30,000 pages of these emails. And they work very hard to get people deported. The correction staff works very diligently with ICE to have people picked up. We've in fact even held someone to be picked up by ICE who ended up getting deported to CECOT. So it's not, it seems to be a misunderstanding or a miscommunication between the federal government and what the state's sanctuary law actually says. Maybe they're doing it intentionally. I know there are some sheriffs in some local communities who have complained that ICE won't come pick up people that they think they should come pick up. Or, you know, I've seen vice versa, the federal government complaining that some sheriffs aren't working with them enough for local jails, people held in local jails.
Yeah. But when you look at the tens of thousands of pages of emails, I mean, you see evidence that California does collaborate with ICE officials when someone has committed a serious or violent felony.
I would say that the correction staff is highly motivated to help ICE get people deported on it. From the language and the information I've seen, you know, they go out of their way to contact ICE and let them know, this person is coming up. Can you tell me if he's the term they use is deportable, right? So they work very diligently on that, I would say.
According
to what I've read.
Leading up to Secretary Noem's visit, Governor Newsom was also at the border as well. How does that relate to the secretary's visit? I mean, how are state officials responding to the Homeland Security Secretary visiting California's border?
Right, so Governor Newsom was down here also touting success in fentanyl seizures. So they were both sort of talking about the same issue, right, of drug seizures at the border. And he was touting the success that they've had with California Highway Patrol work and allocating resources to technology that scans people's cars as they go across the border. And he also mentioned some of our reporting about the 1,500% increase in arrest in the San Diego area that's gone on sort of like a quieter escalation. And he met with community members here to talk about how that's played out, because, you know, it might be not the headlines that you're seeing in Minneapolis, but people are still disappearing from the community, right? And people are still, you know, not, you know, cars abandoned with the smashed windows on the side of the road and nobody really knows what happened. That kind of stuff is still happening. And so he met with community members to sort of get a sense of what the impact here has been.
When Secretary Noem was holding that press conference, as I teed up at the top, there were protesters at her event. You were there as well. What were the messages that you were hearing?
Right. So the protest was peaceful, but it was very, very loud and very disruptive, almost to the point where we could hear us in the press pool could hear the protesters above what we could hear Secretary Noem saying, and she could not hear our questions either. So they did accomplish their goal in just kind of disrupting her messaging. Again, it was peaceful, but there were people kind of climbing up on the fence of the Otay port of entry. And they were using a bullhorn to make a siren noise. And so then DHS went over there with 7 trucks and started trying to drown out the bullhorn siren noise with the DHS sirens, which is probably what you guys could hear in that clip that you played. It's like dueling sirens trying to drown each other out. You know, some of the things that they were saying, you know, they want ICE out of San Diego. They wanted to make sure Noem knew that she was not welcome in San Diego. And that was pretty much their messaging, their anger over the way these ICE raids are being conducted and the civil rights and the constitutional rights violations that people have a lot of concern about.
Did she acknowledge them?
She had a softer message than we have seen in other cities, for sure. She was asked by the Channel 10 reporter about to respond to the protesters. And she said, I recognize that they're exercising their First Amendment rights. She didn't call them you know, that some of the names that we've seen other protesters be called in other cities. And she said, as long as they remain peaceful, she supported their right to do that.
Do you think the secretary's visit to San Diego, it is a high profile visit, is that foreshadowing and maybe a sign of something potentially larger in terms of a crackdown in California?
We did ask her that. I did ask her that was one of the questions. And she of course, you know, deflected and said, we can't comment on what future operations are going to be. But it was sort of the tone of the way she said it that made all of the reporters in the press pool kind of, it was like kind of a tone like, I wouldn't possibly be able to comment, but while she was sort of nodding a little bit. So everybody was a little concerned about her response to that. It did certainly seem to be foreshadowing that this could be a city. Of course, since this press conference happened, there's been other reporting that came out, I think in Wired, that showed that, you know, ICE is planning to expand pretty much everywhere, right? They've been acquiring warehouses to detain more and more people in California and also in other states. And so with the hiring ramp up that they've been doing in the months prior, you know, they could be planning to expand to quite a number of different places. I also say it did seem to foreshadow that they might be thinking about backing off a little bit of these Bovino tactics of the harsher, more in your face, confrontational tactics and moving more towards sort of your Tom Holman style of more targeted investigations. They also have a lot of tools at their disposal to do that stuff, right? They have the Palantir, they have all this data about people's health data. They have all this data about what people are posting on social media. And so using that, they might be trying to move more toward a more technology-driven kind of technique.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CalMatters investigative reporter Wendy Fry about Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's visit to the San Diego-Mexico border. We only have a minute or so left, but I'd like you to put this in this large national context, because Secretary Noem, the Department of Homeland Security, I mean, they have faced growing scrutiny in D.C. So where does this fit in that larger picture?
Right. I mean, I think just the reaction that we saw from San Diego coming out to protest her news conference, there was a little bit of the time there where I didn't think she was actually going to come out. And, you know, it's no secret that her job is sort of on the line right now as well. So she did come out and she did make the messaging that she had planned to make. But the fact that it was sort of drowned out by these protesters and overwhelmed by the protesters sort of, to me, it was sort of a little bit of a microcosm of like kind of the bigger picture of what's going on here, is that, you know, the larger public has maybe had enough of this. And I guess we're going to have to see where it goes. But it definitely seemed to be kind of a turning point of where we see, you know, maybe the public is starting to be heard more so than this messaging from the federal government.
Well, and funding lapsed over the weekend for the Department of Homeland Security as part of that partial government shutdown. So what kind of impact does that have on immigration enforcement and the Trump administration's goals?
Right. Not for ICE, apparently. So that's another question I asked her too, is, you know, hey, is this funding shutdown going to impact ERO officers or ICE officers? And she said, absolutely not. They will continue on. We were going to lose FEMA. We're going to lose the Coast Guard. TSA might not be going to work, or, you know, how long will they go to work without their jobs? But ICE will carry on, according to her. So,
Wendy, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Wendy Fry is an investigative reporter for CalMatters, and we've been talking about a high-profile visit by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to the San Diego-Mexico border. Up next, the Trump administration has been sending pregnant, unaccompanied children to a single Texas shelter that has been flagged as medically inadequate. The reporter behind the investigation joins us. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.